أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, our sustainer, our creator, our cherisher, the one who sent us in this world for a short and appointed time. And then when our time is up, we'll all be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Rabb, our sustainer, our creator, the one that has the keys to all conditions, our happiness and our sadness, our wealth and our poverty, the states of our heart and the states of our being are all controlled by the order and the commands of Allah. The success of this life and the hereafter are in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way shown by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكون كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. Allah says that has the time not yet come for the believers? Is it not time for the believers that antakhsha qulubuhum li dhikrillah? That the time has not come, has the time not come for the believers that their hearts be humbled in the remembrance, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is the time ready yet that we have gotten another year to pass through in the Gregorian calendar, you know, 2023? I know that we're in the year, in terms of the lunar year, in the Muslim year, alhamdulillah, we're about to get to Rajab. But in terms of the Gregorian calendar by which we, you know, do our contracts and our business, and we do our calendar, and we measure time in that calendar in certain ways, in that sense of passing that one year of 2023, has the time yet come for us to feel that it's time for our hearts to come back to the remembrance of Allah? Is it time yet? That in that year, so many of our brothers and sisters who have passed around the world to Allah, or in the time between last Ramadan and the next Ramadan, so many would have passed by the time Ramadan comes in. And so many of our brothers and sisters, and even our children in Gaza, in Sudan, and other places in the world that have passed and have returned to their Lord. Has the time come for us that have made it through that year into this new year, into 2024, to come back closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And have we connected to Allah in a way that we feel that relationship with Allah, the experiencing Allah, and experiencing and relating and connecting with the Quran? That Allah says, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, that the truth has been revealed from your Lord. Have we connected to that book, that guidance, that nur, that shifa, that huda, that experience, that transformation, that is the Qur'an? Have we connected? Have we learned? Have we invested in ourselves with our wealth and our time? Have we invested in ourselves to come closer to Allah? Has the time come? Many of us, if I ask you, you might have changed your tires this year. You might have spent like $500 to change like 4 tires. You might have spent $1,000 on upgrading and updating your cars. You might have done a paint or a home renovation project which has costed a few thousand dollars. But if I ask you that, how much have you invested in yourself? How much have you invested in yourself to come closer to Allah? Have you taken a course to understand the meanings of the Quran? Have you invested in therapy to try to figure out that the fear and the anger and the self-doubt and all the emotional baggage and trauma that you have as a man, especially as men that don't open up. Also, sisters, for the women, have we invested in ourselves to go to therapy to take care of our emotional baggage and trauma and difficulties so we can overcome our anger issues, overcome our fear issues, overcome our insecurity issues? That we're so insecure as men that we need people to, you know, like control, and we need our women to really like, you know, stand there in obedience like this for us to feel like men. Recently, all of us imams, scholars, teachers, educators, counselors, talking about the incident in Allen that you've heard, where this sister who was pregnant with a baby, was killed by her husband. This is not the first time we've heard multiple news like this. What have we done to invest in ourselves as a community that our men don't oppress, don't abuse verbally, physically, spiritually their wives, their kids? What have we done? What have we done to invest in ourselves? Because if you say that I am not able to control my anger, I lash out and I'm not that great with my kids sometimes, I'm not the best example to my wife, at times I end up saying things that, you know, are maybe not very good in terms of a prophetic character, maybe I'll not be able to say those, share those examples outside the home because I do them inside my home. If that's what you're saying, then my question is, what have you done to invest in yourself? What have you done to invest and spend money on yourself, money and time? Allah says, your mal, your amwal and anfus, your wealth and your time has to be both invested in developing yourself to your best self. Because you have to present yourself when you get under that soil, get under that, you know, that earth, into your grave, you're going to be questioned. They're not going to say, you know, what is the deen of your daughter or your wife or your, you know, whoever. They're going to ask about your deen, your religion, your connection with Allah, your connection with, am I connecting my heart? Am I really following the sunnah outwardly? Am I saying all these random things about hadith and sunnah to like, you know, beat people with a hadith to my advantage? Or is it that am I focusing on my own heart to really connect to the heart of the Prophet ﷺ? This is the time for us to reflect. It does not happen unless we get in a state of reflection. Any measure of time when we pass it, end of the day, end of the gathering, end of the month, end of the year, before Ramadan, after Ramadan, these are the times to get into this type of self-audit. If I ask this question that, yes, you think it's worthy for you to invest in your home, to upgrade your home, to repair your home, to upgrade your cars, repair your cars, to the point of spending, maybe if someone, some people might have spent $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 upgrading their cars, their transportation, but they haven't spent any money on themselves, that I can take a master class to learn how to be the best version of myself as a Muslim, as a human being. I haven't invested in learning the Quran. I haven't invested in myself to become physically fit so that I'm able to become a better Muslim, to be of service to my community. I haven't invested in helping myself get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or closer to my best potential. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to think about, what are we doing to help ourselves get to the next level? Or are we okay getting stuck in the same place for the rest of our lives? Do I want to be a better husband, a better wife? Have I taken a class that teaches me how to upgrade my marriage? Have I taken a class, or have I read a book, or have I invested in myself to understand how to become a better parent? When you open up the report card of your kids and you lecture them about why did you not get A+, why did you get, you know, when you lecture them about different things, have you reflected on yourself and see that, what am I in terms of that report card as a father, as a mother, as a parent? That sometimes we want our kids to get to that A+ while we have D- parenting. We want A plus from our wives and our spouses while we have D minus marriage, D minus qualities as a spouse. Looking deep down in ourselves and asking ourselves that, how do I get closer to Allah? You're not doing that because I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm here to make you reflect so that we can all reflect together. Pick up a journal, pick up a pen and write, what can I present from the last year to Allah? You have made these beautiful PowerPoint presentations for your boss, for your meetings, you know, for your colleagues, for your teams. What have you presented to Allah at the end of last year? What have we presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Get into a state of muhasabah. Self-audit. Write down, these are the things, Allah, I'm really proud. And I did it for you, Allah, and nobody else. Please accept this from me. Write it down. Write down, these are the things, Allah, I'm ashamed. I made a mistake. And Allah, I make intention to not go back to them. These are the things, Allah, that I will not do anymore. Spiritually, this is how I'll make myself a better person. Emotionally, this is what I'm going to learn to not get angry, not get carried away, not be abusive. Physically, this is how I'm going to eat healthy, sleep well, take care of my health, because my health is a foundation for worship, for service to you and your creation, Allah. This is how I'll invest in myself, in building and investing in my relationships, my home, my family, my marriage, my parenting. Make a list of things that you can present to Allah. Make a list of things that you can make istighfar. This is important for us to do every night. The Sahaba used to get up every night and cry in front of Allah with this reflection. Every night. Can you believe? Why were they such people? Why were they such leaders? We want to be leaders. We want to be on the boards. We want to fix our organizations. We want to fix our countries. But in an entire year, we don't pick up a pen to reflect on things I have done that I can present to Allah. And then we want to change the whole world. My brothers and sisters, Allah does not change the condition of people unless we change what is within ourselves. We should not give up those aspirations and those intentions. Make high intentions for Allah. Start with yourself. Start with yourself. My brothers and sisters, Allah has given us a beautiful, beautiful example. Beautiful example. Who can be a better example for us as Muslims? You know? Who? Robert Emmons, one of the psychologists that works on gratitude out of UCLA. I'm an educator. I'm a seasoned principal, head of school for multiple years. I am certified in mindfulness, emotional intelligence, leadership development. So I coach people, like teach organizations, coach leaders. And a lot of times what I see when I'm doing my studies, I'm doing my research, writing my papers, or, you know, coaching or training others, I realize that modern psychology is giving us a lot of evidence-based tools. They're looking at our brain, looking at our heart, looking at our gut, looking at our body and seeing, how does gratitude transform who we are? How does compassion transform who we are? How can we be a better leader? All of that is great. Some really cool, amazing things that are coming in that field. But my brothers and sisters, we are so lucky that we have an example that no research, no evidence, no tool can surpass. Robert Emmons have described gratitude as the ability to understand that the blessings in your life, and to understand these blessings are not because of yourself, but it is because of something that is greater and bigger than yourself. But they're not able to say the word God. Modern psychology sometimes is devoid of that deep connection to the source of all these blessings, Allah, who has sent us the best of all the examples, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can be a better example to us if we want to better ourselves to be our best selves spiritually? Who can be a better example emotionally that the Sahaba, this Bedouin that comes and yanks the shawl of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his shoulder, if someone comes to you and grabs your shirt like this and pulls on it, or your jacket, or your kufi, or from a hijab of a sister, and they yank that out, you're going to get hurt, right? You're going to be jolted. And a natural human response would be, you're going to be really upset and angry. That he yanked it so hard from the shoulder of the Prophet ﷺ, so well trained and so well connected to Allah and his best self at all times, that the influence of shaitan and the influence of the nafs and the influence of this dunya was almost non-existent. Because he trained himself regularly. He took account of himself. He cried to Allah every day. And this is how he trained his sahaba. By the time the Prophet, of course, as a human being, he felt it. But by the time he processed and looked back, that it is reported that the Prophet, by the time he looked back to the Bedouin, he smiled. This is the Prophet. He understood regulation of emotions better than anybody else. That emotions are something that the psychologists tell us that it is something that happens not in our mind. Emotions are things that first happen in our body. If you can regulate your body, you can regulate your emotions. This is what they're teaching us. Because if you tell a child, don't be angry, control your mind. They were like, okay, that's great. Well, it sounds really good. How do I do that? I can't really touch my mind. I can't really do anything to my mind. What can I do? So now, the psychologists and researchers are showing us that if you take a few deep breaths, if you regulate your body, if you relax all your muscles, you can slowly let go of the emotions that are showing up in your body, and by controlling your body, you can control your mind. The Prophet ﷺ has already taught us this. He taught us that if you're angry, and if you're standing, then sit. If you're sitting, then you lie down. If you're angry, go make wudu. For some people, they need additional sensory connection like touch, feel, sense, smell, taste to get out of their strong emotions. They need to get out of that. So the Prophet is taking you out of that environment into an environment where you start making wudu. And with the water, you're supposed to calm down. Okay, my sins are falling off. With my sins, take a deep breath, let go. Let go of my anger. The Prophet ﷺ is the best example. But we haven't learned to connect with the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, transform ourselves. My brothers, my sisters, let's make really our best intentions ever. Palestine should have been that sign for all of us to say, I will contribute with my deeds, with my dua, with my effort. I will not waste my potential as a Muslim. And every Muslim's potential added together will take the ummah to the next level. What is it that they see in you? Our brother Sam Hamidi mentioned to us when he was touring through Dallas and we were there together at the conference, at Mass Conference Houston. He was saying something really important. What is it that they see in you that they spend billions of dollars to quiet your voice that you don't see in yourself? That our voice matters. Me being a fit Muslim matters. Me being a Muslim with good example matters. Me learning to control my anger and being the best husband matters. All of these things, as Muslim community, being the best example for my family, my neighbors, my community matters. Absolutely matters. Every single one of you matter. You don't have to come up to this member to matter. You don't have to give a big speech to matter. You don't have to write an article to matter. Just your smile can be enough sometimes. Just your dua can be enough sometimes. Just your internal connection from your heart to Allah can be enough sometimes. And my brothers, your private life matters even more than your public lives. If we think that we're going to be out there on the street, out there everywhere, raising our voice and doing all these things that we're supposed to be doing anyway, to do the best effort. But then at home, I'll be the completely opposite. I'll not remember that Allah is watching me. I'll not remember that the people that deserves my best compassion and kindness and my best self is my family, my wife and my kids and my parents. Your private life matters more than your public life. Make your private life better than your public life. Make your relationship in silence and solitude better than when you're in public. When you do that, Allah will transform the condition of this ummah. I'm not saying that we don't organize, we don't strategize, we don't support yaqeen, we don't support all the beautiful organizations around the world, around the country, that are organizing to get Muslims to the next level. Get our organization, our efforts to the next level. We have to. But it is fueled by your ikhlas and your connection with Allah. And it is fueled by your relationship at home and in private, way more than it is fueled by whatever you do outside in public. If you have a million angels coming down to receive the rewards of your good deeds because it's so sincere that Allah loves it, it's better than having a million followers on Instagram. I'm not saying that don't build followership, don't make efforts, don't spread the message. I am saying that there are people that are already following you. Hamdan kathiran mubarakan tayyiban fi. When you say it from your heart, Prophet said, who said it? And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, I did. 30 angels are fighting with each other, take this reward to Allah. You already have hundreds and thousands of angels in service to you and what you do and your deeds. And the blessing comes from Allah. And du'as are accepted. And the blessings don't only come to you, but the entire ummah. My brothers and sisters, let's make istighfar at the end of the year. To make tawbah from all the shortcomings we're not able to present to Allah. Make shukr for everything we're able to present and ask Allah to accept. Forgive everyone. Let go of all the bad feelings from your heart and cleanse your heart to start fresh. Repeat the word La ilaha illallah to let go of expectation from anyone and only rely on Allah. And start and end everything you do by remembering who the Prophet is and who you are. Sending salawat to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Begin and end your year, end your day, end your action, end your dua with the salawat to the Prophet. And while you say salawat, not an empty salawat, heart, salawat from the heart, that how can my heart become like the heart of the Prophet, mindful of Allah, deep sincerity and ikhlas and purpose, deep gratitude and patience and compassion. How can my heart be like the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So when the heart is rectified, the character and the deeds that come out of the body are beautiful. And they're accepted by those angels running to present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your highest intentions for this year. Make your highest intentions for 2024. Make it your gift to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. That this ummah will change. This ummah will get to its best self. And it starts with me, me, me. Nobody has to know me. Only me and Allah is enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our shortcomings. Ask Allah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Brothers, keep asking yourselves, what did the Prophet do? How would the Prophet come across? How, if the Prophet was with me, Allah is watching me, if the Prophet was with me, would He approve me and how I am a husband, how I am a father, how I am a leader, how am I a servant, how I am at my work? Would the Prophet approve and be proud? With that intention to present your deeds to Allah and to get shafa of the Prophet on the Day of Judgment, send salawat to the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. May Allah's choicest blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah grant us beautiful sunnah of the Prophet in our heart, internally, in our character, in our akhlaq, and externally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Allah and love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and love of those deeds that take us to our best self. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than our speaking and our listening, give us tawfiq to practice. May Allah give us tawfiq to make our high intentions to transform ourselves, start with ourselves, our families, and then everyone else. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Allah, please help and protect our brothers and sisters and our children in Palestine. Like Allah, they said, حسبي الله حسبنا الله نعم الوكيل. Like the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya Allah, you protected Ibrahim alayhi salam in that fire, and you made the fire cool for him, Ya Allah. Grant them that mercy and that tranquility and the rahmah and that protection all around them. Ya Allah, in the middle of all that difficulty, surround them with your angels and your mercy and your rahmah, and grant their heart that tranquility and ease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can provide from the unseen and from the treasures and from the armies and the treasures that you possess, Ya Allah, in a way that we cannot understand. Ya Allah, those of them that have sacrificed themselves and their lives, use that, Ya Allah, as a means for the rest of the ummah to come back to you. And Ya Allah, to establish peace and establish goodness and establish, Ya Allah, justice around the world. Use us, Ya Allah, for good and khair. Grant us all the good that the Prophet asked for in this world and the hereafter. Protect us from all the evil that the Prophet asked protection from in this world and the hereafter. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.